Yeah, and the advantages that I'm seeing and hearing from everyone, from small family businesses to medium-sized and bigger business, is that it's normalised family life, that we've all got some form of chaos in our lives, noise, some distractions, and it's brought us all closer together. So that the gap between manager and leader and manager and staff has closed, in the sense that we're now having a little sneak peek into the family lives, and that's made us all realise that we're people first and we're employees or managers second. And I think stripping away that feeling that we have to be someone else at work and someone else at home has now gone.
And in that stripping away process, what are some of the potential benefits of that? I mean, could that be, for instance, good for workplace productivity?
And it's proven to be so, because we've started to focus on things that really matter, not perceptions of the structures of a corporate or business environment. So people have found that they've been able to get down to work and working differently, because everything's up for grabs. So here's a chance that we can work together, because we're all going through productivity changes. We're all learning technology at the same time. No one is judging in the same way. We feel more comfortable or more connected to others, because right now the huge impact, whether it be in your immediate job or your families, there are enormous stresses going on. So we're supporting each other both naturally and adopting those feelings of empathy as well.
In having to adapt to all these many and varied changes, you've made the point that we really need to be careful, very careful, about our language and how we think about COVID-19.
Well, yes, I mean, just go back, you know, 50 days, 80 days, when the languaging around COVID was fearful. There was a lot of anticipation, anxious anticipation, what's next. We had kept hearing repeated words of unrelenting sadness and devastation, and we were surrounded by those words. The impact on that made a lot of people feel very frightened, depressed, didn't, you know, wanted to hide under the doona cover and never come out again. And slowly we've changed our language. We're hearing things like collaboration. We're hearing things like pre-recovery, pivot, which, you know, we've overheard that one already. But we're hearing words that are changing our psychology. And it's very important, because the impact on our psychology makes us feel as though there's a bright light, that things are changing. I'm not talking about aspirationally pretending we know what's ahead, but acknowledging things have been a bit tough. So our language will help us move forward. And when we can see our colleagues or our friends and family who are struggling and using very negative language, I think here we can go out safely and try and change the conversation to words away from fear and pandemic, to words of power and value.
How important do you think that is in the case of, say, people who have lost their jobs? We've seen, you know, huge numbers in Australia and right around the world. What are some of the ways they should try to think and act in what's, you know, a really challenging situation for them?
Look, it's not an easy fix. And when you're faced with fight or flight right now, and you're fighting to keep your home and you're fighting to keep your family fed, you're going to be seeing things from a very different perspective. One of the things that I'm seeing work really well is those people who are keeping themselves in the front line of sight of what's ahead and what they can do in a positive way to reclaim and recover their work and their lives in some way. So here's a chance to learn new skills, in perhaps even find new careers, even in the short term, because the longer we're out of the workplace or we're in a fearful place, we're not in a great position to rewire our brain from negatives to positives. So learning is going to be our most powerful conduit for positive results. Learning from each other, finding a space to be in that's going to help us keep our self-esteem and focus. Right now, there is an upside to the pandemic, and what I'm going to suggest is this is a time, and perhaps the first time in history, where people are more humane and they are more caring. So reaching out and to demonstrate what we want, what we need, in order for us to make a difference when our backs are against the wall, will help change a mindset. Look, it's not going to change the fact that we mightn't have a job today, but I firmly am seeing with a positive mindset or an open mindset to addressing some of the things that we could do in the future will pave the way for a more valuable outcome, not just for now, but for the future.